Good evening. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy Winder, and I'm the pastor in the village. For Vespers tonight, you should all have a copy of Vespers 86. It's either blue, white, gray, faded blue, different shades of blue. But it all looks like this. It's called Vespers 86. Holden has a long tradition of both singing evening prayer and of people in the village writing settings of evening prayer. This is the most famous and the most beloved. It was written by Marty Haugen when he was on sabbatical here in 1986. So even though many of you may know it in your own local settings as Holden Evening Prayer, here at Holden it's always Vespers 86. The service is, we'll stand at the beginning of the service through the Thanksgiving for Light on page 4. When it comes to the psalm, there was no real imagination tonight about how the psalm should be done. It's in canon. There are two parts. So tonight, you know, if you feel like singing part one, sing part one. If you feel like singing part two, sing part two. And it will all work out beautifully. In the middle of evening prayer tonight, we will be taking a few moments to install the new directors of Holden Village. We'll have readings that relate to their installation, and then Chuck and Steph Carpenter will be installed as the directors. They won't start until September 1st, but the Holden Board has a tradition of doing this installation around their regular summer board meeting, which is taking place right now. So we will be doing that, and so it's a very special evening as we bless them for their work among us and for us all in the gift of this village. And then we'll continue after the installation with the Annunciation and the Magnificat. We stand at the point of the Magnificat. It's the gospel canticle for evening prayer, and we stand to hear the good news as Mary proclaimed it in her song. We'll be seated again for the prayers and the conclusion of the service. On page 12, when we come to the benediction, may God Creator bless us and keep us, we all sing that together. And August and Kaylin Carpenter, Steph and Chuck's daughter and son. Son, I said August first, so son and daughter, there we go. Are leading us in Holden Evening Prayer, Vespers 86 tonight. Please stand as you are able.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
Joyous light of heaven.
our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation we may sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
Steph and Chuck chose this reading from Hebrews because they feel surrounded by the great cloud of Holden witnesses for over almost 50 years. A reading from Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The vision and mission of Holden Village. The vision of Holden Village is the love of God making new the church and world through the cross of Jesus Christ. The mission of Holden Village, a Lutheran ministry, is to welcome all people into the wilderness to be called, equipped, and sent by God as we share rhythms of word and sacrament, work, recreation and study, intercession and healing. Our core values are that we are grounded and united in daily gospel-centered worship. We interpret word, sacrament, and daily life through the Lutheran theology of the cross. We offer lavish hospitality to all. We believe that God calls all persons to love and serve God and neighbor. We celebrate the unity and diversity of all of God's children. We offer ourselves to one another in mutual forgiveness, conversation, and respect. We trust God's mercy as we pray and work for justice and peace. We celebrate and seek to serve creation's well-being through faithful patterns of daily living. We express gratitude to God for extravagant gifts of creativity, imagination, and ingenuity in all who volunteer. We value critical thinking, provocative discussion, and the integration of learning and experience. We embrace God's gift of Sabbath by offering refreshment to those who are weary. We commit to be grateful stewards of the surrounding gifts of Holden Village and its place in the wilderness. We believe that the Holden community includes all who care for Holden through their labor, gifts, and prayers. We love that holy hilarity returns us to the joy and freedom of the gospel, which alone overcomes all of our lapses of mission, strategies, goals, garbology, dish team, work, and relationships.
Steph and Chuck, would you please come forward? Steph and Chuck, the Holden Village Board has called you to be the directors of Holden Village for a two-year term beginning September 1st, 2010. We give thanks for your commitment to Holden and your willingness to accept this call. We gather tonight to bless you for this ministry and to surround you with our prayers and support. First is a reading from Ephesians.
St. Paul writes, I beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts Christ gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, some carpenters, some fundraisers, some musicians and mavericks and cooks. Some would be housekeepers or launderers or gardeners or mechanics, even board members. Some are bookkeepers, post-dike, crafters, registrars, program assistants, teaching staff, utility and repair people, garbologists, business managers, staffing coordinators, media ministers, publications coordinators. Some are called as bus drivers. And then there are directors. To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the full measure and full stature of Christ. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
In order for you to be visibly surrounded by some of the great cloud of witnesses, I would ask all of the former directors of Holden to come and stand behind the new directors. Before we continue, let me give two very brief words of explanation. With all of these possible people, why am I given the privilege of installing you? If people do not know, there is a position at Holden, it's the old. OLD, the oldest living director. I'm here as a live witness to the fact that there is life after Holden. The other explanation is why I would be so bold as to say we could plan ahead for 2 years in an uncertain world, and so bold to ask you to direct this place for 2 years. There are two reasons for that. We live by grace. That's the primary reason, and this is a place of grace. The other is more personal. I had this privilege 5 years ago, and I installed the people that you are succeeding, and I think it's been a wonderful thing that I did. So if you're ready, Steph and Clark, this village has called you to lead as directors. Do you promise to do so from the love you know in Christ Jesus, that all your words and actions will reflect the grace and mercy of God?
Yes.
Will you work with the staff, the board, and all the people of the deep and wide Holden community to strengthen and encourage this village in its mission and ministry of hospitality and refreshment? Will you pray for the village? Will you bless it with your care and your diligence, and continue to let it be a welcoming place for all? Will you be faithful in your support of this village in worship, hospitality, service, celebration, mutual forgiveness, and lively conversation, in your stewardship of this amazing gift, in your regard for everyone who works here and visits here, in your prayer and work for justice and mercy, in the joy and freedom of the gospel and the holy hilarity of this place? Villagers who are gathered here tonight, I will ask Chuck and Steph to turn so that they are facing you and you are facing them. Will you pray for and support Chuck and Steph in their ministry as Holden Village directors? If so, will you say, "We will," and we ask God to help and guide us?
We will, and we ask God to help and guide us.
Thank you. Turn back this way. And if we're going to have a prayer for them, and then we will conclude the service. Let us pray. God of this village, pour out your Holy Spirit on Steph and Chuck. Bless them in their work and in their rest. Guide them to be faithful leaders of this ministry and joyful partners in every part of village life. We pray together the Holden Prayer. O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Chuck and Steph Carpenter have the blessing of God and all of us as they begin their work as directors of Holden Village on September 1st. Allez, as we say in the trade, Luya.
In the darkness. An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will."
You have looked with love on your servant.
peace between nations, for peace between peoples. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of God be our guide and path for all of our days.
Don't go yet, there's more. No, wait, don't go yet, there's more.
Tom, don't worry, I have the music, we're all set, but don't leave. Ice cream isn't going to be served yet because we have a little welcome song. Several welcome songs. The first one is being passed out to you right now. Some of you may know that there was a team called Rodgers and Hammerstein, and some of you may know a set of words called Oklahoma, but tonight you get a chance to sing the original text of that. And following the singing of Oklahoma, and hang on to it because we're going to do it at the end, there are going to be some other special offerings of welcome from the bookstore, Ops from the Treetops, Remediation Song, Hello New Directors, and at the end, a special duet that was sung, when the Carpenters received a phone call saying, would you come to Holden? And these were the words they said. It happens to be music by Bernstein, who knew that they were coming to Holden. And that's why it worked. But first, Oklahoma. Now, you all have your sheet. I'm going to run to the piano. But just remember, you all know that the way it goes at the beginning is Chuck. Get that K in there.
Been directors, they started in a different venue entirely. In fact, over the years they've worn many different hats. We're going to give you a couple of them right now. Steph lived through the reorganization, relocation, and usurpation of the bookstore, and Mary Schramm, who led the bookstore a generation and a half ago, is willing to sing a song by the Shirelles, which, of course, the Angels. I'm sorry, Angels, Shirelles. Angels.
The bookstore went away, and we hung around. It bothered us all night. And when we thought we could never spend a lot of money at Holden again, Steph opened the doors to a whole new world.
Of course, was many, many things. He was Mr. Koinonia. He was bus driver. But to many of us, he is rockin' ops. Right, guys?
That's right, man. Okay, get close. Okay, can you sing it?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He hops from the treetops all the way underground. He hardly says a word, but he's always around. Every last villager from Rye to Maine knows the rock and off surveillance is aid.
Rocky Chucky.
Rocky Chucky. Ops.
Billy Ops.
Hey, Rocky Chucky, you really be the ops man for me.
He's in the bridge? Yeah.
He manages the Mavericks and the utilities. He manages the painters, and the electricities. He ops into plumbers and to trail relief. And out foxes, avalanches, and the fire chief. He ops from the treetops to way underground. He hardly says a word, but he's always around. Rocky Chucky, ops. Billy Ops, Rocky Chucky, ops. Billy Ops. Hey, Rocky Chucky, you really be the ops man for me.
You don't have to suffer much longer. One of the challenges that has happened over the years, the directorship used to be a really ephemeral thing. When John Tram was director, we were always totally in awe, but that was before certain things happened on the way to mine remediation. And nobody wanted to sing this with me from here. Somebody's got to make a fool of himself. Forest Service, EPA, Ecology, D of J. Why do these acronyms and agencies have anything to do with directing? IRS, Jacobson and Jarvis, Agriculture, and Stories. Remediation can be fun. Join the multi-decade, century-long. Everyone! But we want Chuck and Steph to know they asked for clouds of witnesses, and so all the former directors, and now I can include all of us, got together and decided to sing you a little cheer-up song, and Philip's going to help play it. We go back, of course, to Rodgers and Hammerstein. Directors, come on up.
Bid. We are no longer kids. just meant to be.
Hold in, golden.
This is the perfect solution.
Up where there isn't pollution.
Hold in.
So let's pack our stuff. We've planned this long enough. Hold in, village, we're all.